Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know you can get detailed information about a stock by simply touching its symbol on the crawling stock ticker? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
With us now from Citigroup, Josh Levin, as we look at home building and such. I've heard a lot of gloom here. Can you be optimistic about this, Josh?
Well, you know, there are a few positive things, but I would say on the whole that the picture we've painted of the housing market is still one that's not particularly bright. I would say one positive thing we think is, as you look at excess inventory, we're talking about, you know, the structural excess supply, the number of homes relative to the number of households. You know, we overbuilt during the boom years. Now we're going to year six of the downturn. We've been underbuilding for several years. I think by sometime next year, we'll have worked off the excess supply in terms of the structural excess supply. So that is one bright spot in the housing market.
We have picked up across the board in October. We are getting phone calls again. I love your anecdotal words from builders of homes. What's the overall tone from people that actually put nail on wood?
Yeah, so, you know, we do run a private home builder survey every month, and I would think what we've heard recently is it's sort of been consistent with bouncing along a very low bottom. That's what we've heard for the better part of the last year. So, you know, some markets, some months are a little bit better than others, but on the whole, it's bouncing along the bottom. I would say one of the things we've heard, you know, for at least the past year is that mortgage underwriting standards are incredibly tight, and getting a mortgage or the ability to get a prospective home buyer a mortgage is one of the most difficult things right now, and it's a real hindrance to home sales.
And this has been going on for a while. I mean, there's nothing new, right? You'd think they would have eased up by now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. If anything, it's probably gotten tighter over the past 12 months, and that's right. So when people talk about the Fed Senior Loan Officer Survey that comes out, and that's over the past 12 to 18 months, that's shown that credit conditions overall in the broader economy have eased up. Getting a mortgage has been the exception. It's actually gotten a little bit tighter. And we did a conference call with somebody in the industry about 2 weeks ago, and I think his quote said, he said, getting a mortgage now is more difficult than at any point in the last 40 years.
Even though rates are so low?
Yeah. Well,
are standards tight because rates are so low?
I think standards are tight because right now it's basically a government-sponsored mortgage market. You know, the GSEs and FHA are basically responsible for 90% of the mortgage market. And so whatever the GSEs do, that really sets the tone for all the originators. So the GSEs, over the past year, have had something called the Loan Quality Initiative, where they've been trying to iron out the defects in the mortgage underwriting process. And what they've been doing is having all kinds of process changes, so requiring new kinds of paperwork or new ways to verify income. And every time they do that, the banks are just petrified of mortgage putbacks. So every time the GSEs make a change, the banks put their own overlay on top of it to make sure they more than clear the hurdle.
Right. The Dow negative 126, 11,969. The VIX 32.80, up 1.58 VIX points. 10-year yield 2.01%. The euro $1.3481. Toll employs 2,117 people. I'm struck by how small that number is. 5 years from now, will there be more Toll Brothers? Will there be more publicly traded home building, or is it going to be, for the most part, a small business, self-employed kind of thing?
No, I think the publicly traded home builders are definitely going to be here a few years from now. When you think about names like Toll and its peers, the publicly traded peers, one of the big advantages they have relative to their private competitors is the publicly traded home builders are very well capitalized. I mean, they've had access to the public markets, which is something that the private home builders do not. So most of the public home builders have very good balance sheets, which means as the cycle eventually turns, eventually things will get better, the publics, at least initially, will really be in a position to exploit that and take market share. Now, you know, as the cycle really does turn, eventually the banks will come back and start lending to the private home builders. But initially, the publics are very well positioned.
What is it going to take for Toll Brothers to break out of its five-year range? I mean, to get out above 25? Just, you know, nominal GDP?
To really break out of that range, you need to see, I think you'd really need for investors really to believe, first of all, that there is the beginning of a housing recovery, a substantial recovery in terms of volumes. And I think they'd have to believe that there's some price inflation also on the home price front. So those are the two key ingredients, yeah. Basically.
I'm putting out a 12-year chart going out on Bloomberg Radio Plus right now, the mobile phone app. It's a chart of Toll Brothers. And it really shows, Ken, that compression going back 4 or 5 years.
Well, what are the pros up to now, Josh, in terms of planning for the future? Are they buying land or just sitting back and waiting for conditions to improve?
What most of the builders have tried to do is adapt to this very low-volume environment. So it's been almost this Darwinian process where you're really learning to adapt. And so you've seen some of the builders have done a better job than others. So, for example, Toll is a name that is profitable in a very difficult environment. And then you have other names where they're trying to close the gap on profitability, but they're not quite there. So everyone is sort of planning for a weak environment for an extended period of time, but they're trying to have the optionality in their business structure such that if volumes did really come back next year, they would be able to meet that demand.
And where are we in terms of foreclosures? There was that almost moratorium for about a year there, where banks were trying to straighten out the paperwork. Have they straightened it out, and are we seeing another wave of foreclosures?
Well, I would say foreclosures are probably the single biggest threat to a housing market recovery. Right now, there are about 6.5 million mortgages, either 30 days delinquent or more, or already in the foreclosure process. So, put that in perspective, there are about 50 million mortgages in the country as a whole. So roughly 12.5% of mortgages are either delinquent or in the foreclosure process. And you can take that 12.5% and compare it to 5.5%, which is a more long-term average number. So it's a big problem. And what's going on is the rate at which homes are going into the foreclosure pipeline, that has abated somewhat, but homes are not coming out. They're getting stuck in the pipeline, and they're just coming out at a trickle right now.
What will change that? Is it the will of the banks, or is it public policy? I was just out at Scott Simon's shop at PIMCO, and Josh, he made real clear that process is broken.
That is probably an accurate observation. I think there are a few constraints on the system. One, you mentioned the robo-signers issue, so there's been paperwork issues, and that has not been fully resolved yet. Also, in those states in which you have to go through the court system to foreclose on somebody, the court systems are clogged. And plus, when you have state budget cuts, it only exacerbates the problem. And then when you have, these lawsuits with the state's attorneys general suing the large banks, that slows down the process. So they're really, unfortunately, there's not much light on that front right now. That, if we could really break that and clear that pipeline, that would actually be very bullish for the housing market. I mean, we really need to clear this pipeline, and it's just there's just nothing on the horizon that suggests that's going to happen anytime soon.
Well, on the other hand, if you've got the credit score, there's never been a better time to be a buyer, right?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, all real estate is local, but I would agree. I mean, obviously, rates are pretty low, and in many markets around the country, what's happened is the rental market's been on fire. So the rent versus buy equation, usually it's more expensive to own a home in terms of monthly payments than rent. It's now inverted in many markets around the country. So I would absolutely agree with that observation.
Josh, thank you so much. Josh Levin, Citigroup.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2011.